The Drowning Pool. Libby.
Again! Again!
The men bind her again. Different this time. Left thumb to right toe, right thumb to left. The rope around her waist. This time, they carry her into the water. Please, she starts to beg, because she's not sure that she can face it, the blackness and the cold. She wants to go back to a home that no longer exists, to a time when she and her aunt sat in front of the fire and told stories to each other. She wants to be in her bed in their cottage. She wants to be little again, to breathe in wood smoke and rose in the sweet warmth of her aunt's skin. Please. She sinks. By the time they drag her out the second time, her lips are the blue of a bruise, and her breath is gone for good.
Part 1. 2015. Jules Abbott.
There was something you wanted to tell me, wasn't there? What was it you were trying to say? I feel like I drifted out of this conversation a long time ago. I stopped concentrating. I was thinking about something else, getting on with things. I wasn't listening, and I lost the thread of it. Well, you've got my attention now. When they came to tell me, I was angry. Relieved first, because when two police officers turn up on your doorstep just as you're looking for your train ticket, about to run out of the door to work, you fear the worst. I feared for the people I care about, my friends, my ex, the people I work with. But it wasn't about them, they said. It was about you. So I was relieved, just for a moment. And then they told me what had happened, what you'd done. They told me that you'd been in the water. And then I was furious. Furious and afraid. I was thinking about what I was going to say to you when I got there. How I knew you'd done this to spite me, to frighten me, to disrupt my life, to get my attention, to drag me back to where you wanted me. And there you go, Nell. You've succeeded. Here I am in the place I never wanted to come back to look after your daughter, to sort out your bloody mess.
Monday, 10th of August. Josh Whittaker. Something woke me up. I got out of bed to go to the toilet, and I noticed Mum and Dad's door was open. And when I looked, I could see that Mum wasn't in bed. Dad was snoring as usual. The clock radio said it was 4:08. I thought she must be downstairs. She has trouble sleeping. I went downstairs really quietly, because usually what happens is she turns on the TV and then she falls asleep on the sofa. But the TV wasn't on, and she wasn't on the sofa, so I knew she must have gone out. She's done it a few times that I know of, at least. I think she probably goes to walk by the river, or to visit Katie's grave. I do that sometimes, though not in the middle of the night. I'd be scared to go in the dark. Plus, it would make me feel weird because it's what Katie did herself. She got up in the middle of the night and went to the river and didn't come back. I sat down on the sofa to wait for her, but I must have fallen asleep because when I heard the door go, it was light outside, and when I looked at the clock on the mantelpiece, it was 7:15. I heard Mum close the door behind her and then run straight up the stairs. I followed her up. I stood outside the bedroom and watched through the crack in the door. She was on her knees next to the bed, over on Dad's side. She was breathing hard and saying, "Alec, wake up, wake up." And she was shaking him. "Nell Abbott is dead," she said. "They found her in the water." She jumped. I don't remember saying anything, but I must have made a noise because she looked up at me and scrambled to her feet. "Oh, Josh," she said, coming towards me. "Oh, Josh." There were tears running down her face, and she hugged me hard. Dad sat up in bed. He was rubbing his eyes.
"I don't understand. When, do you mean last night? How do you know?"
"I went out to get milk," she said. "Everyone was talking about it. In the shop. They found her this morning." She sat down on the bed and started crying again.
"Where did you go?" I asked her. "Where have you been?"
"To the shops, Josh. I just said." "You're lying," I wanted to say. "You've been gone hours. You didn't just go to get